Navigating the complexities of merging finances with a partner. Unlocking the benefits of merging finances while steering clear of common pitfalls. Merging finances with your partner can offer various benefits, such as convenience, shared responsibility for expenses, and the fostering of a sense of teamwork in your relationship. However, it's important to avoid potential pitfalls that can lead to disagreements or financial issues. In this article, we'll discuss 5 common mistakes couples make when combining their finances and provide best practices to prevent them, ensuring a harmonious and financially stable relationship. 5 common mistakes when merging finances and how to avoid them. 1. Combining finances prematurely. One of the most significant mistakes couples make is rushing the decision to merge finances. It's crucial to take your time, assess your individual financial situation, and determine if it's the right time to combine accounts. According to a Bankrate study, 26% of Gen Zers and 33% of Millennials completely combine their finances with their significant other, compared to 45% of Gen Xers and 50% of Boomers. Other generational groups tend to maintain separate financial accounts or a mix of joint and separate accounts. Before taking this step, it's essential to have open and honest conversations about your financial histories, goals, and attitudes toward money. This will help you understand each other's financial perspectives and determine how much of your finances to share and whether to maintain separate accounts for individual expenses. If you decide to combine finances, consider drafting a written agreement outlining each person's financial responsibilities. This agreement can help to ensure fairness, prevent misunderstandings, and serve as a reference point for future discussions about money. 2. Failing to define shared and personal expenses. A critical aspect of successfully merging finances is clearly differentiating between shared and personal expenses. Without clear boundaries, you or your partner may unintentionally spend money on something the other person doesn't agree with, leading to disagreements and resentment. To determine whether an expense is shared or personal, ask these questions. Is this something you both share equally? Is it something you both want, need? If the answer to either question is no, consider the expense as personal. Regularly reviewing and updating your shared and personal expenses list can help maintain clarity and prevent financial misunderstandings. 3. Not setting saving and spending goals. Establishing shared saving and spending goals is crucial when creating a joint account. Having different financial priorities can cause conflict if not addressed. Take the time to discuss your financial goals and priorities as a couple and find a compromise that works for both of you. This may involve setting a monthly savings goal for one partner and a designated budget for discretionary spending for the other. It's also essential to revisit these goals periodically and adjust them as your financial situation and priorities change. Regular check-ins can help keep you both on track and maintain open communication about your finances. 4. Engaging in secret spending. Secret spending can erode trust in a relationship and cause significant financial problems. It's essential to be open and honest about any existing debt, spending habits, or addictions that could impact your shared finances. By addressing these issues up front, your partner may offer support and help you overcome them together. Maintaining transparency about your financial activities is crucial for building trust. Agree on a specific dollar amount that each person can spend from every paycheck without questions, but don't hide money or make purchases without your partner's knowledge. Breaches of trust associated with secret spending can be difficult to recover from and may hinder your ability to achieve shared financial goals. 5. Handling financial support for others differently. When friends or family ask for financial help, it's important to have a plan for how to handle such requests. If you have separate accounts, it may be easier to lend money without involving your partner. However, if you have a joint account, discuss your comfort levels with lending or giving money to friends and family. Establish guidelines for how much you're willing to offer and under what circumstances. Ensuring you're both on the same page regarding financial support for others can prevent misunderstandings and disagreements down the line. Positive benefits of merging finances: strengthening bonds and achieving goals together. Combining finances with a partner can have several positive benefits that should not be overlooked. When managed effectively, merging finances can streamline budgeting, encourage teamwork, and help couples achieve shared financial goals more efficiently. By consolidating resources and working together, couples can benefit from shared responsibility for expenses, which may lead to more focused financial planning and increased accountability. Moreover, joint financial management can foster open communication and trust within a relationship, ultimately strengthening the bond between partners. While it's essential to approach the process thoughtfully and be aware of potential pitfalls, successfully merging finances can contribute to a more harmonious and financially secure partnership.